Blog Talk Radio.
The Ribbon Breath Meditation. Take a deep breath, and on the exhale, let go of any tension or holding in your shoulders, arms, and belly. Let the sound of the drums go down through your body, past your thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles, and feet. From our feet, let us grow roots and follow our roots down into the earth, down past the sand, down through the clay, through bedrock, down past the underground rivers, through the magma, core of the Earth Mother. We allow our roots to spread, spiraling outward, searching thirstily for new ground, thickening and spreading, intertwining with other roots, like the roots of a great tree. We feel gratitude to our Earth Mother. As our roots drink in her red energy, life supporting, sustaining, and healing abundant red earth. Our roots, inward and upward, this red energy. Through the magma, past the rivers, up through the bedrock, past the clay and sand, to our feet. Hit upward through our ankles, through the bone marrow of our lower legs, past our knees, our thighs, to our coccyx and sacrum. Here we see it turn into our first chakra. See the red earth energy fan the flames of our being. All of our bone marrow turns red throughout our entire body. The drumming of our being now synchronized with the drumming of the earth. In it, we hear the song. The red energy passes out of our pubic bone. We see it turn upward into orange, becoming a deep river of orange. We draw it into our second chakra, just below the navel. feel all of our bones washed, turning orange. We hear the song, and the waters that splash within our bones. I feel emotionally. I know what I need. I open to, take in, and receive abundance. I fill myself with well-being. The orange energy flows out our backs. It turns upward into yellow, becoming the wind it blows into the back of our solar plexus. We feel it blowing on the skin of our bones, turning the periosteum yellow. It glistens with brightness. We hear in the howling of the wind a song. I think clearly. I concentrate on the one. The yellow energy blows out our solar plexus, turning upward into green. We draw in the green energy into our heart chakra, and with it, worlds and worlds and worlds. The physical, the astral, the spiritual, all contained as one in the paradox of the heart chakra. We feel our muscles turn green. And hear the drumming of our heartbeat. Into our third eye chakra, and with it, the knowing of the universe. We see it turn all our skin violet. We hear its song. I see clearly. I love life universally. I surrender to spirit. We feel the violet energy pass out the back of our head. Like a ribbon, it turns upward into opalescent white, containing all the colors. It enters the top back of our head. Here, all light is one. We feel light ooze out of every pore of our skin. We see it reflecting like diamonds in the sun. In the silence, we hear the silent song. Be still and know that I am God. I am the light of the world. I am consciousness. I am the self. I am beautiful, pure, and divine. Light sprays out the top of our head like a gushing fountain, fanning upward and outward, splashing and dripping down, around, and through us. We feel it clearing, cleaning, and healing every cell that it passes, down, around, and through our head, neck, our shoulders, arms and hands, down through our torso, back, and belly. Light splashes and drips through our pelvis, our thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles and feet. All the while we've been taking in the red energy of the earth through our bone marrow, for we are the connectors of heaven and earth. Our body, the holy temple of our soul. Every breath we take is sacred.
Yeah, what's up?
You ready to excel in the game?
No doubt.
Are you sending any signal to your brain?
No question.
And what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in the game? Are you sending any signal to your brain? And what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in the game?
No doubt.
Are you sending any signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in the game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Getting what you want is not always that easy, though. It's a lot of names, a lot of paths that you don't need to go down. And I'm letting you know now that you slow down. The crown laying on the ground, so pick it up and dust it off and put it on your head. Get a new theme song, the old theme song is dead. It's time to step into your form. The strength of, grab a hold of the pulse and never let go. It's the things I gotta address, but I'ma let flow. Take over equipment, soldiers can break soldiers down. Ain't know you're full of the love, you got to sharp and push. So that little bit of love is getting pushed. Are you ready?
Are you ready to excel in this game?
Go down.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question. Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, everything I'ma get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
Go down.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this plan, guaranteed I'ma get what I want.
Sunny Bean had popped out the bag on the sidewalk. Now your pride is getting set on because your mind walked back into the past. And you should be up in the now. The future didn't happen yet. You trying to figure out. The power's on the air when you good. The fear's on the air when you fear. You scared when you scared. The process begun when you begun. And nonsense done when you done. You think one, you need one. Cause you can't be doing it. It's not cool to fool it. Can't walk the ground. Don't know how to rule it. We'll be dismissed if your shit don't turn. No concern what you're wearing as you get no burn. But the fire that desire is weak. Can you move off your direction to the past to be finding your feet? As you're climbing up the hill, don't be blind to what you fear. Climbing up the hill, dying to be real. Are you ready?
Are you ready for yourself and this game?
Yeah.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question. Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed I'm gonna get what I want.
Are you ready to excel in this game?
No doubt.
Are you sending this signal to your brain?
No question.
Then what your outcome should be?
If I follow this path, guaranteed.
Get rid of you real quick. it's the inner power. Inner voice is getting louder when you allow the power to devour you and shower you. But be aware of what a crowd can do, because the influence will have you doing things you ain't allowed to do. Because it's universal law, you ain't supposed to break. Your mind is a focus place. Find time to cultivate. The benefits are lined up. It's different for every individual. Hurry, because it's critical. Critical. We living in a time where deception is on the grind and direction is on the line. And protection for the mind is what we all need, and it's true. We all breathe in the air, and I can see it clear.
I'm becoming more aware
of everything around me. I see what's going on, and I keep higher style.
I'm becoming more aware.
Human beings vibrate. I feel your vibration when you come around.
I'm becoming more aware.
There's always information behind information. That's why I'm embracing.
I'm becoming more aware.
Elevation, a higher education. Fire in the nation that's saying.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I'm seeing more
clear. I'm becoming more aware.
And I'm seeing more
clear. I'm becoming more aware.
And I'm seeing more
clear. I'm becoming more aware.
Born supremacy, my born identity. Calculating everything in the room, even the enemy. It could be him, her, the food, the water you drink. The caution is linked, the air you breathe, the thoughts that you think. It's the mind control, yeah, they sending brain waves and waves. That's making you behave like a slave to the rhythm. The danger is glorified. Everything that can kill you is hot. And everything that can build you is not. It's a suicide mission from the jump. And you design to miss it when you front and never get it what you want. It's a hunt going down and you the prey. It's all about what you want now, cause the evil's on display.
Be aware.
Be your state of mind there. Be aware. Don't play games with it. Close one eye, cause the other one, you got to aim with it.
Okay.
When awareness, see your target in its glare. You the sniper, take a shot and you'll save.
I'm becoming more aware
of everything around me. I see what's going on and I peep how you style me.
I'm becoming more aware.
Human beings vibrate. I feel your vibrations when you come around.
I'm becoming more aware.
There's always information behind information. That's why I'm embracing.
I'm becoming more aware.
Elevation, a higher education. Inspiring the nation that's saying.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I see it more clear.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I see it more clear.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I'm seeing more
clear. I'm becoming more aware.
Be aware of a system that's enslaving you by controlling your behavior. The only way you can save yourself is by tapping into the health and by tapping into the wealth. It rips the dynamics of the human body. Billions of cells came together to make you. It's power in that unity. It's the strength to break through any opposition that's designed to have you tripping. If you blind, then you gon' miss it. Cause the shine you have to get with. Balancing your lifestyle now, cause being foul is on trial. You gon' smile when the judge is throwing out your case. It's about you, it's not about the place. If it's a disgrace, it's you about the face. Like CEO, you about the ace. Letting the dice roll, controlling yourself is major. Kicked out the game, cause your aim is being a selfish player. The world is stranger, and we only bring ourselves to danger. Trying to be a gangster full of anger.
I'm becoming more aware
of everything around me. I see what's going on, and I keep by your style.
I'm becoming more aware.
Human beings vibrate, I feel your vibrations when you come around.
I'm becoming more aware.
There's always information behind information. That's why I'm embracing.
I'm becoming more aware.
Elevation, a higher education. Inspiring a nation that's saying.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I see it more clear.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I see it more clear.
I'm becoming more aware.
And I see it more clear.
Become more aware, man. Expand your consciousness. Salvation is all about your consciousness. So it's time to open your mind to all the information. Become more aware. And just don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it.
Don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Just be aware of it. Don't be scared of it. Scared of it.
are all around us. When you start something, you gotta finish it. The more completion you bring in your life, the more stronger you get.
Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what we happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what we happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what we happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what we happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't stop. Do it. Keep going. Do it. Make it happen.
Do it. Let me tell them something. It's all good. It's really all good. It's more good than bad in your life. We all should. Take a look at all the storms you done overcame. Even though the pain is the same as the Novocaine numbing it. And you distracted by none of it. Ready to handle what the universe is coming with. Life will give you drama. Life will give you hell. Life will give you love. But you could never tell. It's a state of mind. So combined with the state of mind that survives in this day and time. It's a movement. A mission for improvement. It's choosing to make the right choices. And choosing and using third eye vision. No, first eye vision. See the trickery in words, huh? First eye vision. You see it first in your actions. Following, could have done it today, but instead
you
tomorrow
then.
No.
Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Cause when it happens, you'll know.
Distractions, they come from all places. Follow all the basics and win all the races. You're running no matter what. So formulating a game plan and moving to becoming a change man. Son, daughter, wife, to the world could get more than trifle. There's thousands of more just like you. Fight for completion. The world's in a moral dilemma. Everybody got a story to tell ya. Everybody got reality shows. You can front with TV, but everybody in reality knows. You distracted, he distracted, we distracted. The earth is reacting. Give birth to some actions that speak louder than the words we come up with. Words are more greater than something to get tough with. Fight with your inner self, that you get rough with. Discipline, you must get strong with resistance. Come.
Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it.
You got strength.
Do it.
You got discipline.
Do it. Just in case.
Do it.
You're not listening. Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting that distraction in. Don't be letting that distraction in.
Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Cause when it happens, you know.
Now let's talk about the women in the city that be looking all pretty, be acting hot for Diddy. Why? Cause you're working for the wrong boss. I understand that you got to hold it down, but it's gone cost. Cause the trick is to force you to work and don't build a family, and it costs you the hurt and the pain. The streets grab the kids, it's a shame. The internet, the radio, the TV is the same. Program distractions, and what about the swine flu? They say that it'll help you so much that it'll blind you. Distracted, a needle's in your arm, and that feeling in your left leg, you need it and it's gone. I've seen it happen and it hurt me to my heart. We're living in a world that's so dark. We're on a mission to start switching the light on. It's right on time, no distractions, the light won't shine. I know. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it. Don't be letting them distractions in. This is what be happening, you have to win. Do it.
Don't stop.
Do it. Keep going.
Do it.
Make it happen.
Do it.
And remember this.
Don't be letting them distractions in. Don't be letting them distractions in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting them distractions in. Don't be letting them distractions in.
Don't let it happen.
Don't be letting them distractions in. Don't be letting them distractions in.
Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen.
And you'll grow.
Most high, most powerful, creator of all things. You created me, you created us, and you created more things. I exist in your power You help me to understand that because you are is the reason that I am. Most High, most powerful, creator of all things. You created me, you created us, and you created more things. I exist in your power, and you help me to understand that because you are is the reason that I am. Hallelujah. El Rakum Bakanu. Lila Tov. Anupo Opa Omlis Nega Lisha Aulaka. Mehabraka Zeboma Ekala Ezra Konu Lishuv. And Makwonze Mef Yafe Lisnega. Torabale Kama Da Bina. A Lady Varunze Ezra Yishrael. Le Kadao. Le Shema. Le Torah Zeboma Eka. Torabale Hakoa. Mikoshev Al Akshao. Shalti Laka. The Tangli Etlev La Asunze. That very affair. Lifne Amka Ahatela Ko Halala Hase. Nehalak in Kiyuvi. Batuak. Hadivadin the Tatanu is okay. The Ezra Nul of Yihye Raoi. Nehabraka Zeboma Eka. Rakli. Rasalif Neka. Ataha ever sakasaka ola. Zelama et metsuyam ya fele yoda shemata le kono. Ki ne tatanu ha braka le da so divarin ki noze. Ki ne tatanu ha kazak le tamshi tami. Ki ne tatanu ha kanenka we ahavka orka. E le divarin le in halak in. Tora ba. E le divarin le tatani the tuak. Mehalak. Mehoda. Zaman. Ele zaman ezne. Ni. Leoda ta inkomu. Kavoka bakaoka yu. Ele anaknu le diadao. Le yigye. Tapu we yoda. We tabi le kayenu. Tura wabale rat sona. Atso devadim ki moze. Tamsik le braka laila haze. Ki mo tamid ne tatanu. Tamsik le brak ti. Le yihye me o yafe. Le anka le bo le kwak kakma. Da abina ahab ka kanenka ze bo ma eka ka ashe ta his ta me sa naknu. Ki moze. Ya, you the best one, the blessed one. We love when the test comes. Because when we pass it, huh, it makes us feel good. We're walking on this earth right now. A lot of us are hurt right now. But we got to put in work right now. Because it feels good to know that absolute power was in effect. We ask you to forgive us. For searching out and putting a lot of energy and focus attention on areas in life that are programming us to not make essential agreements. Essential agreements. Important things that we agree to chase, agree to put our energy to, agree to love, agree to go after, agree to talk about, to think about, to feel constantly. We ask you to forgive us. And at the same time, we thank you because you're opening our minds and areas to recognize these things in ourselves so that we can speed up the process of wanting to see the effect of the power of having you inside of us. That's the biggest question in our lives right now. So here we are, walking and accepting everything that's showing up, pulling and extracting the love that you are constructing in now because it's created by the greatest hand. And feeling good. Because we left the problems where they're supposed to be. We put the confusion at the door. We stop the things that our perception can lead us off with. Because it's all about how we think. Then it becomes how we feel. Then it becomes what we say. Then it becomes what we do. And after all that is done, it becomes what we live. So we thank you for eyes to see. Ears to hear, feelings to feel, things to say, and things to do, for has given us the creation of our lives. And I thank you for the knowledge of that. If there was a school, I would go to college for that, because whatever you give us always going to last forever. So it makes us feel good to walk into forums like unto this and look and remember and feel and resonate with the world is dealing with, the heartbeat of the world and what they're dealing with. You show us how to relieve ourselves from all of the areas that can stress us out. by remembering, simply remembering that you have everything under control. For that statement to be coming as hard as it's coming, it has to be granted some scenarios, some settings, some situations that can make people feel discouraged on how much control do you have. That's why I could feel resonation of the statement coming so much, coming so strong, being consistent, repetitive, so that we can remember in moments of discouragement to remember that you have everything under control. So it's about me, us, we stand under control. And we lose control. That's what we are. Human beings going through the ups and downs, left, right, center, center. When we lose control, to get back in control, to stay in the mindset of staying in control of everything that's happening. Control of our attitude, because which is the only thing that we can't control, because we can't control the circumstances that are provided to react and reenact and intertwine and harmonize with our behavior. This is what makes us feel good, because it makes us feel good to know that you have everything once again under control. It makes us feel good to know that big, the smaller things we see, the things that we can't see goes on our behalf with our best interest at heart. It's about our own minds twisting off and forgetting and remembering to think and forget the things that we are already possessing within inside of us. So we thank you for strength, love, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. My sister Dina always holding me up. These vibes that are teaching us and reaching us in areas in ourselves to take life more seriously and have fun with it, because that's the most thing that we came down here to do. Because if it's about attracting others and creating the company and getting others to get in tune, then it has to be with the catalyst of feeling good. Because who wants to connect with something that's feeling bad? Something that's feeling confused? Something that's reviving on a low frequency? We thank you for the knowledge of all of the things that we can seek and find. For it puts our minds in a place where we can walk and deal with the ups, the downs, the left, the rights, and the return to centers, because when we return to centers, we're blessed. We had a lot of blessed times in our lives. That's why we still in love with you. That's set up. So we thank you. You hear us in the hospitals, the prisons, the land of Israel, and all the places to maybe scattered. We thank you for the blessing you give the elders, the children, the brothers, the sisters, the Malachim, the Hodosh Malachim. For we work together to honor you every day in every way. We thank you for all things and for everything, and may you continue to keep our minds open and receptive to the knowledge of you and of ourselves and the knowledge that you have given us to experience and explore, for it makes us feel good. So many things tell us no, and then here you are telling us yes. Which one are we going to choose? And we thank you for lighting yours up a little more so that we can get our attention. We thank you for meditation, Torah, love, wisdom, discipline, understanding, trials, tribulations, ups, downs, ins, outs, dark times and light times. That's right. And all intertwines as all the aspects of life. And you give us the knowledge of that, and we appreciate it. So it gives us the upper hand, the clarity to walk through and accept what you are allowing to be. So may the words of our mouth this night and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, Most High. You are Rock and our Redeemer. Shema Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Baruch Shem Kevo Malku Tole Ola Ma'e. Hallelujah. Salam. Yes, welcome to the Power Line with Alan Shores and Alan's my brothers and my sisters all allowed to shine. Feel good to be alive right now. I hope everybody feel the same way, because it's another way you can feel. And that's what I love about life, is that you get a chance to live and explore and experience. Because there's a lot going on. So right now, like we always do on the Power Line, where the hour's yours and the hour's mine. You press the one, we jump in your direction. Me and my sister Dina like to ping pong, throw things around, because all of us are collectors, and we are the two that like to share and express our view. So, Sister Dina, I know you out there. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. My brother, shalom, shalom, beloved family. Thanks, honor, glory. to our Most High, our Rock, our Redeemer, our Love, our Abba, our Elohim, our Creator, our Doctor, our Lawyer, our Protector. Dang. So much, so very, very much more. Our Wise, beyond wise. Not even the word to say. Not even the word to say, but we think of them and we embrace them and we utilize them and we walk in those ways. So I'm here. I'm feeling good. I'm late as usual, but you know how I'm on the call. I'm thankful. It's never too late. That's my, that's one of my mottos. It's never too late for change. Never too late. So never such a long, long time. I very seldom even use that word, but that's one way I will use it very easily. When people might think maybe it's too late for me, it's too late for that, it's not going to happen now. Why would I keep believing in that? I want to keep living that way. It's just never too late. The Most High is definitely on His throne always. I pray we embrace that as much as possible. I am doing my very best to let go of, not that I had anything to say particularly, but thank you for allowing me and even offering me an opportunity to speak. You know, I've got to come up with something. And these meditations are the week for me. Letting go and letting, I'm going to say God if you have a problem with that. Oh. And I was thinking today, I just wanted to digress for a second when I had to kind of taper that word God. You know, someone would say, oh, you know that spelled backwards? Oh, boy. Elohim, well, you know, we can't say Elohim. Well, no, they'll say Yehovah. We can't say Yehovah. Well, is it Yahweh? Is it Yahuwah? Is it the Most High? Is it Yah? Is it God? Is it Creator? Is it Father? I guess the thoughts are the same, and the reference is the same. I was just thinking today, I wonder why we don't have a name or a way. And I don't know if that's important. It just seems like it would be some bit of unity, you know. We all call the Most High this name. We all recognize Him as that name. So I don't want to say the name. So I'm going to say Hashem. And again, I guess it's all good. That just came to me as I was getting ready to say God. I don't have a problem with saying God. I don't do the backwards, and I don't do the, you know, we take that back. I don't participate in the name games and with this spelled backwards and all that. I know some people don't use the G-O-D word. I don't often, but at times I will. And I feel okay with it because I know who I'm referencing and what my meaning is. But going back to thoughts for the week and just the willingness to let go of my thoughts, just getting up and centering. Centering on me, centering on the Most High in me. Stop thinking about so much I have to do and what didn't get done and how can I do that and what if this happens. And that's really been a meditation for me this week. I've had some, I feel good to be alive too. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to go into my blessings, not going to go into my challenges. And a lot of people saying they're challenged right now. I think when they will really recognize those challenges are their own perspectives of what they've embraced and what they interact with and allow to affect their lives, you know, when they can let go of that. And I know someone said, that's easy for you to say. Oh, no, it's not. Well, it is easy, actually. It's easy for you to say. If you say, no, it's not, then, of course, that presents a bit of a challenge for you and me as well. So I'm letting go. I'm seeing some things just come to me, things I've been running looking for all the time, things I'm looking for, you know, they're right here in front of me. So I'm still with that. I'm going to stay right there with that. Loving Israel, loving life, loving your prayer, beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. And glad to be on the line for this evening. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. That's about all I want to share for now.
Kane, I want to welcome you to the evening. You know, I feel good, and I'm spreading that love
as my heart is beating and I'm breathing and I'm sending words, which is a vibration, and it's hitting the ears of other people, and it feels good to know that this world can do what it want to do. But see, I'm going to do what I know I got to do. And it's good to be in company with people that feel like that. Because the big golden question that I've asked myself this week is, I, at some times, get lazy on my internal responsibilities. I had to realize that. I have a lot of mechanisms that I keep going, but there's a lot that I neglect. And I've seen that the results that I'm coming up with is bringing the same exact result, not the same, because things are changing, but the results that are bringing and not making certain things materialize is because I'm not putting no energy in that area or very little energy in that area. And you, me, us, we are here to gain absolute power, to use absolute power, because you're living off absolute power. If you don't gain power, power will gain you, because there's always somebody using power, and you have power. Power comes to you. Power comes in your breath, and because it does, you're created to be in a situation that you have to hear that so you can visit the value of it. The value of what? Of understanding that the power is in the breath. The power is in the breath. So now if I'm breathing, I have power. So then what's stopping me from using all of the power that I'm saying that I possess? Because it's not about being powerful, like moving things, making people do things for you. No, that's not the power we're talking about. The power to be able to relax and let life love you. Wow. The power to relax and let life love you. See, now let's understand the nature of ourselves. Wow. Let's understand the nature of ourselves. No, none of us. And I could throw it in the box because I could feel us as human beings, we agree with this. If we don't, we could dance with it. But let's take this chance to hear this song. Now, it's not really a song, but speak it in a metaphor. But now, you got one thing happening all the time. It becomes boring to us. So we don't want one thing to happen. We want to feel everything. Yeah. Because we've lived a life imaginably that we've experienced just love, experienced just fear, experienced beauty, just beauty, experienced fantastic experiences, just fantastic. Everything that you do, you're going to always look across the street and want to know what's going on over there, because that's what makes you a strong servant. Because now your mind, after you done tasted what's over there, you're back here because this is your choice. You're not here wondering what's over there. Sometimes when you wonder what's over there, you got to go over there to see what's over there so you can know what's over there, or they keep teasing you. Because first you got to try to defeat the fact that your mind is saying go there, but then you say no. But if you can't defeat it, that means it's taking over. So now you got to go see and experience and know. And now, with no fear, that's when you let life love you. Because now, you are not in the way. Because you, me, us, the nature of ourselves, you would not want to live one way. You want life. You don't want every single, you love pie. You love pie. I love pie. You don't want every single pie you love right now. See? You want the time and the distance between each time that favorite pie of yours shows up and you get an opportunity to eat it. That's what you want. And when you hear that, because you are a person with a mind, you can just agree and keep moving. So the fact that you know that you don't want your, you like pizza, but you don't want all your favorite pizzas at one time right now. You want the time when pizza shows up in your experience and you get an opportunity to try it. You try it. You're not mad that pizza ain't coming. worrying about pizza coming, praying to y'all, send me some pizza. And pizza, what it does, it shows up right on time. Then the day you wanted it. Hey, I was thinking about pizza today. And you ain't pray for it. You ain't put a lot of energy. You ain't beg. Yeah, please. It coming from the place of lack. Easy. Easy. See, you live forever, so y'all is having fun with you. You need to hear that. You live forever, and y'all is having fun with you. He's not worried at all. You're worried. I'm worried. We're worried. Only for a time, but those times that we do, it takes us for a loop. And we leave a residue. And the residue we leave with, it has us feeling and fighting with the ups and the downs and the regulars of life when it's just giving us 24 hours and we ain't seeing no power. Mm-hmm. What kind of power, man? Power to be able to relax. Let life love you. Because that's what life was created for. To give you everything that you want to experience. Yeah, if you're supposed to get smacked, didn't you get smacked in your life sometimes? Let's be real right now. Didn't you get snagged in your life? Sometimes I got caught. Something happened to you. See, those things happen. So the fact that it did happen, it's not the fact that you want it. It's the fact that what did you gain from it when you went through the experience? What did you gain from it when you went through the experience? What did you gain from it when you went through the experience? What experience? The experience of something that went wrong, something that didn't work right, something that hurt you, something that didn't show up when you was waiting for it, something that was beautiful, something that just synchronized, something that just happened, everything just flowed the right way. These two dualities are living right now. But see, we forget, but it's okay because we forget only to remember. See, because we can't, if we remember everything, then we'll never forget, and then we'll be tired of just remembering. And we'll want to forget, we'll create forgetfulness, and we'll have experiences where we forget stuff and remember. That's what we're doing right now. Everything we live in, we are providing the catalog. This is what we want to do. How do you know Naya? Because it has dominion in our experience. We can't change it. We can only know that it's the, she said, I'm just going through my challenge. I ain't going to talk about my challenges. But look at that. It's the season. Not saying to talk about it, though. But I'm saying it's the season. Because everybody, like you said, Sister Dina, got challenges. Everybody got challenges right now. Because it's the season. It's the ecclesiastical, a time and a place for everything. The season. And when you're involved with the season, you harmonize and synchronize with the power. When you harmonize with the day, you get up with sun. You go to you come down, change frequency with the night. Mm-hmm. You praying around the clock. At 12, 3, 6, and 9. 12, 3, 6, and 9. All around the clock. Living. Not expecting the miraculous because it takes time. And it only comes to the patient. And we're living in a time where we're gonna experience that when you're trapped against the wall in your own self, your power is going to be there waiting for you. But you have to take the walk sincerely. And the only way you can take the walk sincerely is to let life love you. See, your moms, my pops, our emo, our abo, they spanked us. But at the time that they were spanking us, they were still loving us.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt that at that time like they don't. But anything happened to them, that our love seeps in them and we look at them and see them for the innocent part of themselves and just coercively love our parents. Because you know you got that moment where you just look at your parent and you're like, they older now. They gave me life. They helped me. They did the best. They got to love this person. How you feel about your parents? Get there. They beat your behind, and they gave you challenges. They gave you time that you said, what the fuck? What's going on with my leg? I don't like my leg. You know what you did? But you still loved your parents. So now, the most high, the most powerful is our parent. Mm-hmm. It's the season of challenges. Why should he change the whole season for you? That's a lot to ask for. And a lot, and it's crazier to get mad that you don't get it. Most High, help me to have no challenges today. It's like saying, Most High, help me put my hand over my mouth and stop me from breathing. I'm just going to laugh at it. Because the things that come when you let life love you, it turns into a beautiful experience. See, we, us as duality people, you know, up and down, you know, left, right, you know, right and wrong. That's how we move. It's our nature, and we're learning and getting better and evolving in all of these areas. But speaking to the aspect that we're living right now, between right and wrong. Now, people know what's right and what's wrong. But everybody's right and wrong is perspective is different. Everybody's right and wrong perspective is different. Everybody's right and wrong perspective is different. You got groups that share the same, and that's the ones that work together. But when you put all the groups together, it becomes everybody's perspective on right and wrong is different. So now it becomes what is yours. And the best one to model is the Most High, the most powerful. Mm-hmm. So what am I saying? I'm saying to let life love you. Everything that's happened in your life is supposed to happen like that because many things happen. So it don't have to happen like this. But if it's happening like this, then this is how it's supposed to happen. Because when things happen, you let it to be Yah's will. You let it to be Yah's will. You let it to be the Most High, the most powerful, His will when it happens. You let it to be. I let it to be. We let it to be. So where does that put us in our own understanding? It put us to understand that everything happening is Yah's hand. And if I ask Him to maneuver me, navigate me, guide me to the places in my life that things could turn out much better and I could expand, increase my service unto you and others could be inspired in these ways. So now, what do you think it's going to take to manifest that? Patience. Mm-hmm. Patience, faith, complete faith. Mm-hmm. Have to be having aspects in your life that you're living on complete faith because then now you are working on your love as opposed to working on your fear. Because you don't pray for the pizza. You don't pray for the chicken. You don't pray for the money that you just automatically get from the job. So you don't pray for that. You just thank God for the job. But that comes consistently, nonstop. And why is it coming? Because of the energy that you're putting into that area. So it has to manifest something. So now you got the power to manifest anything. So now what is that? Put you in a position to feel right now. It puts you in a position to feel that, what am I waiting for? I'm waiting for fast results. That's what I'm waiting for. And when I don't get them, I get discouraged and I leave things. Yes, that's me. Uh-huh. There's people that feel like that. And sometimes we all do. Mm-hmm. We choose the times that we want to feel like that. But see, time and energy is real. Because time don't exist. Let's understand that. When you go to sleep, there's no time. Mm-hmm. So it's about energy. The energy exists in both places, both realms, forever. It can't even be destroyed. We don't even know how it's created. And that's what you are. Wow. Because living in the information age, you got to hear a lot of information. Because there's going to be a transformation happening to people breathing in these days and times. Because we're dealing with some traumatic times. And when traumatic things happen, it changes and evolves as human beings have to change how they're living on the planet right now. So they start to subconsciously call down different aspects of themselves to open up and awaken inside so that they can use it in these times. That's why a lot of people is aiming at their food, what they're eating, what they're putting in their body. That's why a lot of people are thinking about what they're thinking about, like aiming at what I'm putting in my mind. People are worrying about what they're saying because this putting them in traps. And people are just now getting challenges because of what they're doing. And because of that, it's just the season. If you just let somebody love you, when the season of love comes, there you are. Because you know what? The fantastic thing is, all seasons are happening at the same time. The way you experience the season is through frequency. Mm-hmm. Whatever frequency you're in, you're going to evolve with that group and that collective. You will be in that place at that time. You will. It will guide you. And those times when it guides you, you just let life love you. Mm-hmm. You ever got lost and found your way? You driving and you got lost, but you followed yourself and found your way. Mm-hmm. Because my sister Dina said the golden words that I must say right now, that I was waiting to plant the seed like this. Just got to know how to let go. Oh, that is so big. Got to know how to let go. For real. Because thoughts travel in and out of our minds. And we stop them, search them, put them in the prison of our own mind and thoughts and analyze them. As opposed to just letting them go. I think I'm losing. Let it go. That's a thought. I'll roll a dice on it all day. That's a thought. Roll a dice, a jump, and it'll be a thought. Because everybody knows these things. So when you say it, it's not hard for people to agree. And that gives us momentum in what we're vibing on right now. And we're vibing on the power that the Most High has inside of us. And worrying about that the power is not there. That's a thought. Let it go. If the thought you're thinking about is not honoring Yah, why are you thinking about it? Please tell me. If the thought you're thinking about is not empowering you, then why are you thinking about it? If the thought that you're thinking is not making you feel the love, then why are you thinking about it? And if you keep thinking about it, then the question is, why do you want to feel like that? That's what people are asking like that. Kane,
oh boy.
Yes, but let me close it. I don't want to leave it open. On closing, just to keep the vibe moving, letting go. Let go of the thoughts that have you trapped in the non-power existence of yourself. Let them go. As fast as they come, that's as fast as you can let them go. But it's us that hold on to them. And they resonate in our lives and start going through our veins and our body and our skeletal system. And then now it starts becoming us. And we start thinking that life is not really nothing to go for. But as soon as somebody put a gun to you, you're going to fight and every tooth and nail to keep it. Confused. Only to be unconfused, especially when times when you awaken, because the way you awaken is simple. The way you awaken is simple. The way you awaken is simple. All you got to do is be conscious of it. Once you become conscious of something, you have awakened. Mm-hmm. So letting go is a good thing. Because when you let go, now you can let life love you. Yes! Welcome to the Power Line, where the hour is yours and the hour is mine. Brothers and my sisters are allowed to shine. You press a one, we jump in your direction. Lots been said. Right now, I'm going to look at the boards. Hallelujah.
Thanks. I want to say a little something on that. You said a lot. As always, great things. Some powerful things. And I hope I pray you writing this down. This got to be recorded, the things you're saying. It's so big. And it seems, and I'm saying it's so big, you know why? Because it's so real and so true and it's so easy. No, it's not easy. It's hard. I'm let go of all this stuff going on in my life. Huh. Power to relax and let life love you. Wow. So that's a big one right there. Let life love you. And of course, you loving life as well. You know, the alternative is
look, right. You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. Right there, just right there, real quick. Mm-hmm. Letting life love you with the aspect of how your parents, you let them love you.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you ups and downs. They gave you limitations. They gave you boundaries. They gave you freedom. See, the Most High is life for you. So now whenever it's happening, it's got to be happening for a reason because you have no you don't have dominion of not making it be. But it is. So that's why the beauty of it is to let go how you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. That's why I like it when you throw it in there. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I was listening when you were sharing that. I'm going to pick Maima up tomorrow. Thankful for her still being with me. Sometimes she's still lecturing me like I'm two. And I wouldn't say anything to do it in front of her. I'll be like, oh, Lord. I know, I got it, I understand, but, you know, parents do that until they do that while you're here. They do that even when they're gone because you remember what they gave you and taught you and how they treated you and corrected you and loved you and cared of you when they were here. I was referring to my dad to that respect. I remember so many things he gave to me. So, you know, that was beautiful, and I was listening. I love that you live forever. I love that. You're so smart. And smart, magnificent, powerful, strong, blessed in your words. You know, everybody said, well, I don't say this out loud, but it's a thought. Like, I'm going to live forever. I maintain that. I possess that. I own that. The physical body, maybe not. You know, that the physical body make that transition. To live forever, powerful. Are we thinking like that? Do we feel like that? Do we allow ourselves just to exist and not love life and not see the, accept the challenges, knowing that they're one and the same? It's like, what's this Frankie Beverly song? Joy and Pain? It's like sunshine and rain. And then it says, oh, but it's wonderful because they're both one and the same.
That's you right. See?
And we don't always get that because who wants pain? Who wants, you know, the rain on a picnic? I had my outfit on today. It's raining. Yeah, I love a rainy day. I don't love necessarily being out in it, but that's okay too, because rain is life, you see? Rain is life to the earth, to the animals, to us. You know, you got one time to have a drought and you be crying for that. Lord, rain, let me rain, please rain. Let my crops, give me some water, let my animals live, you see? So, you know, it's all a perspective. It's all a perspective. I like the way you said the forget and remember. I just wrote those two words down. I don't remember exactly what you were saying about that. But I would ask you, what is the constant here? Out of everything you said, everything we experienced, parents, relationships, job, money, health, knowledge of Torah, the Most High. That's the key word there. Ting, 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 ting. What is the one constant? This time, you mentioned time and space. I mentioned space. I think you mentioned time. You said time changes. And it does. It's 9:32. In another minute, it's going to be 9:33. Time changes. And that's just like a little placeholder. That's just a little perspective for us. When you talk about living forever, see, that's what's the one constant in our life? What came before all this? Not a trick question. Exists. See, when that focus, that's the love. That's how the power to relax and let life love you. That's what that question, what is the constant? What is the one, the power that exists from beginning from the beginningless. I said beginningless beginning to the endless end. Can't even put a period here and there, a starting point here and there, an ending point here and there. The one constant is, I want you to answer that in your own mind. If I drop everything else I'm talking about, what still remains? And that's the power to relax and let life love you. Be sure. It's a surety. It's not even a gamble. It's not even like, okay, there's two horses in this race. And I love horse racing. I don't know if you know that. You can be at Belmont. You can be at Aqueduct all the time. If I go to New York right now, I'm going to hit one of them two tracks. Two races. Two horses in the race. And you still got, what, you got a 50-50 chance? You got to bet on one. So that's almost like a no-brainer. Well, one of them got to win. But what is the one constant? There's no maybe. If that one breaks his leg, that horse fall down, the jockey fall. There's no if. What is the one constant in our lives? In the rain, in the sunshine, in the animals, in the seasons changing, in the stars. Of course, it's the Most High. I don't want you all to just come up with that yourself, but I pray you're seeing that. And we do that meditation, not just talk about it, because I think that's just the little bitty fine line that we're realizing we're waking up to. Our days are longer and brighter and lovelier and stronger. And our challenge, if you will. And the challenge, again, is the way you react to something. It's a thought. And your thoughts change. So your thoughts change. Your finances change. Your children change. You change. Your body changes. Your mind changes. The constant versus the change is the Most High in each of every one of us. So where can we really go to for a continuum, for a surety, for a absolute? Use that word also, and I love it. Versus, hey, I'm trying it. Most High's mad at me. I need 2019, so 3 more years. I'll have to go through all the things that our minds gravitate to and allow us to be affected by. I'm not even going to talk about these challenges in this world, because that's, you know, life is what you make it. They're going to come, they're going to go, and that's a change again. They're going to come, they're going to go. What is the constant that if and when you learn to lock into, not just meditate on, not just pray on, lock into, will give us that same constant love of life, constant blessing, constant peace, constant prosperity, constant health, constant happiness, constant. So it's a good, great question. It's a great answer. Another great question. We deserve a great answer. And so we just go, well, how do I? Okay, well, I hear what you're saying, Sister Dina. But now you're already putting your mind, not you. I'll do the same thing. I hear what you're saying, Sister Dina, but, you know, right now I got this challenge, so now you've already let that little challenge kind of minimize that constant, you see, source of love and power. So we don't want to do that. Things are just flowing like a river going down the mountainside, rolling down the river like a mountain, on a beautiful mountainside. You don't see a real water flow, Niagara Falls, or any of these, and you wonder, how the heck? Water straight for a minute, now it's just coming down. I mean, life is so beautiful. The Creator is so beautiful. The world is created so beautifully. You know, and the sun just shines. You know, you don't have to tell the sun to shine. Oh, it will shine on the daffodils today, but I think I ain't gonna shine on them lazy Susans. I'm not gonna shine on the roses today. The sun just shine, you know? When it's shining. And sometimes it's a cloudy day. The clouds just move on through. Clouds don't get in the way of nothing. Clouds just move on through over this earth. Sun just do this thing over the earth. This time of year, it's beautiful. Grass coming up, the rain coming down. The grass coming up and the rain coming down. Rosebuds blooming in early May. They just, see? You know anybody with some nice, beautiful rosebuds right about now? Everybody know their little place. And man, we run it around a little bit. It's all right. That's what we came here for. He said something about the Most High coming in there, having, what did he say, having this fun with us? Something he said. I love that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. I am. I have to do the I am. Sometimes you need to complete that thought. Every time you say I am, you are incorporating the Most High into that.
That's right.
Every time you say the I am. That is the piece of the puzzle right there. And everyone in the world says, I am. Okay, what language you speaking? It still translates into the I am. We had that talk a little bit last week, okay? Life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. Life is lovely. If you want to see it that way, it's fine. If you don't, then you get to see it another way, you know. But if you got the choice in the matter, and don't keep thinking about all these things that's happening to me, and boom, and once I know, in the last 2-3 years, it's been very, 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 what's the word? I'm not even going to say challenging. Very, very, very opportunistic, challenging, loving, learning, up and down. But here I am. Look what I am again here. Am I? Let's work through that around. Still standing. Still standing. I thank the Most High for that. I thank the Most High for you. And this call. And you can write your thoughts down if you don't already. Publish a book or really get a bigger spectrum, a bigger audience. Share. There's a lot of people seeing what you're seeing. Well, you're not all of Israel just yet. A lot of people on this earth, I think the dirty and the clean, you know, the good and the evil is really showing their heads now. They're who they are. It's America.
The season.
It's political season. It's weather. It's economic, all these things, and they're not even important. They're not even important anymore. I don't even call them distractions anymore. We like to say we're so easily distracted. They're not even distractions to me anymore. You see? They are so not important over my Creator, my constant, my love, my Rock, my Redeemer, my health, my happiness, my peaceful King. Hallelujah. I'm done. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I like your question, too. What is the constant? What's the only constant? When in my vibration, what opened up when you was talking was change. Change is the only constant. And because change is the only constant, that means everything. It's constantly happening. Everything. What's constantly happening? Everything is constantly happening. The way you experience, I experience, we experience any of those things is through our frequency. It's through our attraction, through our magnetic pull. When our aura, which is all connected and designed to conform with our thoughts. Conform with our minds, conform with our feelings, conform with what we say and what we do. Because all of that is energy being manipulated. When you're thinking, that's energy in motion in your mind. That's the eye moving in your mind. Then when you feel it, that's the chemicals moving in your body. Well, that's energy moving. We got two down. Then when you're speaking, a chemical reaction is happening in your heart and in your mind. And coming together at the mouth, the throat, the trachea. Mm-hmm.
and a fire is lit in your heart. Because your heart, it needs, what do you need to exist? Oxygen and H2O. No, carbon dioxide and, I forgot the other one so quickly. But the same thing, carbon dioxide and oxygen, right. Carbon dioxide and oxygen. That's what you need to live. And that's where the fire needs to live. That's what's in your heart. Is that scientifically a fact right there? So now, that's energy. So now when you do, your body's in motion. You're doing stuff. You're making stuff happen. You're moving around. You're mobile. All of that is energy. So whatever you put in your energy to, whatever most you got it in, is going to have dominion in your experience. That's why it's about understanding to let things go. Let life love you. Just let it love you. Because like she said, if change is the only constant, or whatever you think is constant, because everything is constantly happening, because it rides in the catalyst of change. So the fact that that's riding, this question is here. And change, or anything that you can think as a constant, because everything is happening all the time, it allows you to understand that I'm experiencing things because of the frequency that I am tuning into. Mm-hmm. It gets real simple, but it's complex to people that don't program to not think like that. But there's a lot of people on the planet that are vibing like that now. That's why we are. We're not the only ones. Because the planet has to communicate with itself and with each other. So we're all grabbing new understanding, but there's always going to be those that don't want it, those that don't desire to be like that. And we can't hate them, because without them, we don't shine. And it's not like we're trying to shine, but you need a duality, because if it's always on and we are the on people, we will have no life. We need on and off people, and that's how we live. Because we experience the duality of ourselves. So you can't have everything always being good. Like, oh, I want everything good happening to me. I'm only going for it. That's what naturally we program to do, to go for everything that just feels good, everything that just feels good, everything that just feels good, and then we crash. Why? Because who wants everything to always just feel good? So when human beings are caught up in that mechanism, it's programming. That's why it's good to disconnect from the system. The more you disconnect from the system, the more the system has least control over you. Then now you are the mind manipulating the matter. How? Because you're respecting that you matter when you are letting life love you. That means letting all the experiences come. You ain't trying to mess up, but something's glitched right here. Just let it be that. Let's see what I can learn. Let's see what happens. Because you know what? You got to do it anyway. You got to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Why go through a bumpy ride? Because of how you're thinking about it. And the practice is to be able to have the power activated in you to relax. And let life love you right now. And when you get into that frame of mind, of letting life love you, now you get the power to let go. Of a lot. I can't make this happen. All right, just make something else happen. I don't feel like doing something, but I want something to happen. Then change not feeling like doing something and put some energy to it. First, you got to think about it. Then you got to feel it. Then you got to say it. You got to do it. And all that's a lot of energy, and that's collective enough to create it in your reality. That's why you hear it over and over again, because you're doing that no matter what anyway. So you have to realize that at some point that this is what you're doing. You're thinking, feeling, and saying, and doing what you're living right now. And whatever has the most dominion and your most attention, the most energy you put into, that's why they pay billions of dollars for you to watch TV. We make the shows what they are. We make them, we give them value. We value the shows. And the more we value the shows, the more the souls will reflect value. So now, what does that teach us? To value things of you. Value things of your brother, your sister. Value things throughout the day. Create new values so that you can swim in the frequency of value. Because it's all frequencies. And we've been trained to be tapped out of them by not even thinking of them. And these are spells cast on us. These are spells. That's what we do when we go to school. We learn how to spell. Mm-hmm. These are spells. So now, the fact that this is happening, it puts us in a position to understand only what? That I can't figure all of this out. So then what are the instructions? Relax and let life love you. Are you holding on to something? Are you holding on to something? All right, let it go. And let life love you. And when you open up to that frequency, what happens? Life starts to show you how it loves you. And it's going to happen to you so that you can experience it so you can tell somebody else. Simple. But there's many frequencies people want to live in right now and many frequencies being projected. That's why it could look like certain aspects of life are winning. No. You're only winning if you're winning. You're only losing if you're losing. There's no winners only and losers only. There's no that. You know that. I know that. Because everything has to be balanced. If you caught up in the losers, then it will put you in a position to start thinking things are being fed more to the opposite position. But you get paid when you do your job. You get paid when you do your job. You get paid when you do your job. Evil is doing its job, so you get paid. But evil is smart and intelligent. It comes from the same creator that we have. So it knows to program you to not think of certain aspects so that you don't experience them. If it don't come to your mind, if you don't have a word for it, if you can't cast the spell for it, the spells are not only bad. Because we tell our children to go to spelling bees. And when the child becomes a master speller, take me deep in their life. Why? Because you have gained the power of the I am. See, the I am is words. I am is the Most High. Why do you spell imagination? The first two letters in imagination is I am. Because everything is in imagination. You, me, us, we are from an imagining nation. Because the life that we're living, you can only imagine. But we're living it. But people only can imagine. But at the same time, it puts us in a position of the value of our own experience. That's incredibly important. To know the value of your own experience. Because people overlook the value of their own experience. Because the lights, cameras, and the action is on somebody else's. And that puts you in a position of looking at them, paying attention to them, putting energy into them, thinking about them, feeling them, talking about them, and doing stuff that brings their energy in your experience. And that's how stars and people that are famous and entertainers live off the energy of the people that are giving them their energy. That's why TV makes things important so that it becomes valuable to us. That's why you pay attention. You pay that. They could have said, no, they say you use attention. No, you pay attention because that's the most money that anything can give. That's the highest value because everything is fighting for your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So now who are you going to pay attention to? Who am I paying attention to? What am I paying attention to? See, questions to constantly ask yourself so that you can shift yourself back into consciousness because that's how you snap out of anything. So become conscious of it. As soon as you become conscious of it, you snap out of anything. What is becoming conscious of something, Naya? knowing the aspect of why it exists. I got a headache. Why headaches happen? Because there's a blood clot in your brain. And that means you have a low intake of oxygen or H2O. One of the two. That's what gives us a headache. Now, certain things and faculties in your body does things to manipulate that. But that's the end result. So now we're moving to that. Now we understand that. Now I have a headache. Why? Because sometimes when you're thinking the wrong thoughts, it can make you think so wrong, and then now you got a headache. Maybe you're thinking the wrong thoughts because it's hurting your head. See, you can know that. You can know the value of that. And like, so if I stop, if I think good thoughts and right thoughts, I won't get headaches as much. If I drink enough water and H2O and oxygen, breathe, because sometimes we don't breathe heavy. We do short breaths. And these things can trigger headaches. Of course, a lot of things can trigger headaches, but if you intake an oxygen and H2O, that's why they say give them some water and breathe, and that soothes anything, even a headache. But if you don't think so and it's throbbing too hard and you got to take drastic more measures, then maybe that's what it'll be. But we're talking about the simple fact of how powerful what you think is happening is happening. Whatever you think is real. Whatever you pay attention to, it got it. It's getting paid. Because if you don't pay attention to something, it's like it don't exist. So, yes, change is the only constant. And that's my opinion because, you know, everything. If change is the only constant, that means everything is always, always changing. So that means everything is always constantly happening. Everything. So whatever aspect you pick, whoever you out there, of what you go into, because it'll just be visiting aspects because that's why we live in life. So when something crazy happens to us, what do we say to ourselves? Let me relax. Use the power of letting life love me right now. Simply what you're saying is, let me see why this happened. It had to happen for something good. It's just that it feel bad. And bad, feel bad need feel good. Feel good need feel good bad. If there was no feel bad, feel good wouldn't feel good. Boy, we want to feel good. And then when we take it only, it don't feel good. Now we feel bad. See, it's like, you need it. See, when you surrender to the fact that it's provided to you out of love, let it happen. Let your favorite food come when it come. Let your favorite drink come when it come. Let your favorite person show up when they show up. Let it just flow. Let it be. Let life love you. Let the challenges come. Let me learn this. Let me lose out on this. Let me fix that. Let me break this. Let me mess up in this way and fix it in that way. Let life love you. And as it happens, let it go. As it happens, let it go. As it happens, let it go. And you'll be swinging from tree to tree. It's a beautiful thing to know that the Most High is providing information like that to be able to be used. So I appreciate that, Most High, Most Powerful, Creator of all things. Once again, welcome to the Power Line where the hour's yours and the hour's mine. We letting life love us, relaxing, using the power, and letting go. So right now, we're about to hit the closing marks, my people. We out here. So if you want to say something, you throw one in the air. We jump in your direction before we shut it down. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm checking the ball. I don't see no ones. It feels good to know that the Most High has what? Everything under control. Sister Dana, I appreciate the love. You know, we always throw it back and forth, and I love the forum. And it actually is being recorded, every one that we do. So, yes, it will be heard in a few. And sometimes I study them and listen to them to know what's being projected, because that's what it is, because now what happens? More growth and development. So right now, I'm going to relax and let life love me, and I'm going to give this up to the Most High, the Most Powerful, I'm facing the East right now. One of the most beautiful things that anybody could do is to talk to the one that made them. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Most High, Most Powerful, the Creator of all things. You created me. You created us. You created much more things. I exist in your power, and you help me to understand, because you are is the reason that I am, for you are the most high, most powerful, the creator of all things. I exist in your power, and you help me to understand that because you are is the reason that I am, for you are the most high, most powerful, the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Yah, you the master. Yeah. Thank you for strength, love, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Give us the power to relax. No, actually, you gave us the power in the beginning from our conception to relax and let life love us. Yeah, let go. You know, the power to think again, the power to be understanding that many things happen, so it don't have to happen like this. If it's happening like this, then this is how it's supposed to happen. Yes, relaxing and let life love us. So we want to thank you, Most High, the Most Powerful, for opening our minds, our hearts this day, this evening, giving us a little more than we came in with, so that we can go out and be a sign to those around about us, so that they can get a little piece of our energy, because we're vibrating on a higher frequency, as opposed to a lot sometimes around us that be vibing on a low. But we need each other. At some point, we feed each other. So I appreciate the give and take that goes on between the duality of life. That's why wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is most prevalent, and we feel good that we can live out in this system. We hope and pray that you continue to touch our lives in magnificent ways that we can talk about, so that people can look on us and say, wow, you still exist in your people. And then we can remind them that, wow, you exist, still exist inside them, so that we can find out more about ourselves and visit the new aspects that are here already. So we thank you for the big, the small, the things we see, the things that we can't see, that goes on our behalf with our best interests at heart. We're letting go of all of the things that got our minds shut down, connected to the power, shut down from being connected to the power, shut down from being connected to the power of the transport, of the energy flow that the Most High, the Most Powerful, which is you, Yah, that constantly comes to us, because out of your love, just straight up out of your love. And it comes from the breath. The breath gives us everything. Without the breath, there's no experience. Without the breath, there's no experience. Without the breath, Yah, there's no experience. So we appreciate the experience. All of the power comes in that part of ourselves and connects to the areas of our imagination. So I am ready. I am charged. I am boosted with the fact that you got everything under control. I am living from greater aspects of myself. I am learning a lot about myself. I am innovating in ways of seeing others grow and develop for real. I am becoming capable of synchronizing with people that are living in a high frequency and then bring whatever I have to offer. I am connected to your growth and your development happening in our families. Even though we may not be able to recognize it at this point, but I am realizing particles of how everybody is doing the best that they can with the choices that they've been granted. Because if I was them, I would do the same thing. If I was them, I would do the same thing. If I was them, I would do the same exact thing. Because you know the statement, Yah? If I was you, I wouldn't have did it like that. No, if I was you, I'd have did exactly the same thing, because I'm already you. And this is the aspect and the choices that I choose in my experience. So we relax and let life love us, using the power to do it. And letting go of anything that could take us from the mindset of this happening and us experiencing this in our lives. So may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, Most High, you are rock and our redeemer. And may you continue to bless all of those that are on the line like this, bringing back and manipulating your glory, so that we can be back into the area in the position of reflecting, that you have everything under control. And not for everybody in the whole world to get it at one time. For the times that we want to experience it by connecting to the frequency. Because everything is happening. The changes is the only constant, y'all. And we thank you for those words today. I thank you for my sister Dina and all the people that call on the line so that we can connect and create this beautiful thing that goes down in history as you having everything under control. And these are statements and details that we visit, mindsets, so that we can garner you in what we say, what we feel, and what we do much better to become better people to be used for better things. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Most High, you are rock and I'm a demon. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echa, Baruch Shem Kevo, Malchuto, Le'olam Vaed, Le'olam Vaed. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echa, Baruch Shem Kevo, Malchuto, Yes. Yes. Stay blessed, stay strong, and enjoy the rest of your evening. And loud and free, you can say shalom, and loud and tall, my people.
Loud and tall, loud and tall. Think of that content some more. Think of the one that changes not. Change is constant. Think of the one that changes not. Meditate on that constant. A little more. The one that changes not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I'll be blessed. Peace, happiness. Peace.